not on like 4K. It has to be on HD, HD 60. Because on 4K is too much, but 4K will be too much. Right, and it'll stop. So you need to have enough room. So, all right, boys. Okay, so here we are. A little food for golf with Big Sticks.
Yes, Polly, sir.
And Tarek Topic.
What up, guys? What up?
All right, so we're here at Rebel Nightclub at Golf Fest. So 2024 Golf Fest on April 13th, 2024.
Yes, sir.
And it's so far. What do you guys think?
Tarek?
If I had to compare it between this and the Toronto Golf Show, this definitely beats the Toronto Golf Show hands down.
Yeah. Okay, so when it comes to, I would say, flavor, this is more, like, this is, again,
more spicy.
This ain't your grandpappy's golf, right?
No.
This is,
it's the atmosphere.
It's the atmosphere, right? Venue choice probably could be a little bit different, but the whole concept.
Let's just say Charles and Steve from the Country Club are not attending this event.
Well, I did see Charles and Steve.
Okay.
Well, a couple older guys, but Charles and Steve, this ain't your grandpappy's golf anymore, but Charles and Steve are coming into our universe, which is cool.
Yes.
Right?
We need
Charles and Steve are still.
We need to persuade that.
Yeah. Charles and Steve are still practical.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. Like, this whole atmosphere that, shout out to Matt Kang, that you created is entertaining, right? Like, we got music in the background. Like, yeah, it's in a nightclub setting, but, like, to be honest with you, we've all gone to the Toronto Golf Show.
We did.
It honestly feels sometimes like bootlegged and like so cheap that like this is refreshing to have. Like, you have drinks, bro. They got bottle service at a golf show. Bottle service.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but like, you create an environment. The environment creates the atmosphere. The atmosphere then creates sales, creates network. People like us as content creators meeting up with other content creators. Like, you know, they have the $1,000 hole in one challenge. The 70-foot putt, right? Like, all these things are like little nicks and knacks that make it cool, right? And the only thing that you can do is keep developing it, right? And going to the next level for next year, if there is a next year as well, too, right?
Exactly, yeah. And that's well put, Tarek. I think that definitely the $100,000 hole in one, I think that's might have been a little bit rigged. Well, the algorithm, you're going to try to hit that hole with a 7-iron or an 8-iron.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to happen for you. I think from the loft, it's a little bit, you need a little bit more loft to air it the right way.
No
so.
Pitching wedge, bro.
No pitching wedge in hand.
But overall, yeah, you're right, Tarek. It's something that's refreshing. It's different. Greg from Left Behind Golf, like, they're here. It's over here in the corner. But Greg was saying, you know, he's big into golf. He grew up here in Toronto. He's like, I cannot miss this golf fest. So it's like, good point, right?
It's honestly something different and refreshing.
Mm. And if you're golf curious, so when I say golf curious, you're like, yeah, you don't really follow the sport, or you kind of golf a little bit. I think like this is something that would get you saying, hey, you know what? Fuck, there's some people in here, or just
I might go hit some golf balls next week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's
also is
the fashion. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, we've been watching the Masters, too, which is wicked on, like, three huge TV screens. And every corner has a TV. But, like, the fashion that everybody's rocking is so refreshing, from the skinny pants.
I don't see polo type of shit.
To literally, like, Polly, for instance, you know, got, like, a little bit of, like, that baggy look. Like, it's so refreshing to see the cool creative fashion of what we can break out into golf without being the typical, you know,
the country club label.
Yeah, we're not doing like the country club
the
shit.
Country club label.
We're here to have fun, and I think that's what golf needs to be, is fun and entertaining and social. Like, unless you're a pro, that's a whole different ballgame. But let's be realistic. I don't think there really is a lot of pros here. There's some.
Yeah.
But, like, everybody here's having to have fun. And to watch everybody's fashion today, wow.
Yeah.
Like,
put
shout
their
out
to own elbows. Put their own little spice on things, you know?
That's well put, Tarek. Tarek is a man of many talents. And intellectual, analytical. He's just breaking it down, right? So, if you said about tight pants, are my pants considered tight?
No, hold on. You ain't coming. Here's a rule.
Because I'm an athletic guy. I like that sleek look, the European look.
Yeah,
that's
so you can't. You're an athletic guy. You can't wear athletic clothing and
Thank
not
you.
Be athletic.
Good point.
And here's a question for you: when you go to a golf show, do you actually go and get yourself in golf gear?
Yes.
Or do you wear something that's still comfortable? Maybe a hat could be your golf-like emblem, maybe a shirt. But do you have to go tiptoe, like top to bottom, in golf gear at a golf show? That's what my curiosity is. Because I see people don't give
full
two fucks.
I see full
and
outfits.
They're wearing whatever. And then I see people top to bottom in full-fledged golf gear at a golf show. I'm like, is that too much?
Yeah.
Is there a line? Can we honestly ask? Like, is there too much?
I mean, I see the guy rocking the Maple Leaf jersey here, and that's pretty gangster.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I guess, yeah. At least late tonight, I don't know. At least might be playing, but, like, either way, I mean, yeah, I think it's, yeah, you're right. Looks good. I mean, I would say some things that could be, like,
something to grow on.
Something to grow on, yeah. This is, again, we said it yesterday during our Masters recap. Just say, you know what, it's, don't have a large expectation, just see how it is, right?
Exactly.
So,
you know,
it's start.
Good, yeah.
Start.
Year one, it's like, good. You know, and once again, shout out to Matt Kang for putting it on for the city, bringing it all together here, right? And you could, look, the turnout is great, guys. Like, actually, it's pretty damn good. The only thing that he can do is take any criticism or any observations that he sees, and next year, just grow from it to a point where maybe the other company sponsors and corporates will be like, did we miss out? Yo, maybe you did, because when the video gets released by all of the editors and everybody that's doing it, they're going to be like, yo, did we actually miss out on
a
sick
vibe.
Piece?
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
It's going to be
that's
a
what you want.
Video, but with a total different
like,
vibe.
At a Toronto Golf Show, there's zero vibe, hands down. Sorry, Toronto Golf Show, but you need to wake the fuck up.
Yeah. Get real.
We here, music's bumping. Like, you know, maybe the only thing I would want to see is somebody on the mic getting the crowd rolling, maybe, you know, doing some shout-outs.
It's
like that, like engagement. But other than that, like, this is year one. You can't go bad for year one, man.
Yeah, that's a good point, Tarek, about having someone who's like kind of like an MC. It's like, hey, you know what's going on? Like a host.
Yeah,
a host.
Letting them know, you know, Tiger just made birdie.
I'm available.
Imagine right now on the mic, someone's like, all right, Scheffler just tapped in for par on 13. Like,
there you go, yeah.
What's going on right now?
Who's stoked for Tiger? By the way, just an update of what's happening, this is what's going on, right? And put the house music spinning there, you know what? You can also even do it. Look, these are just coming to mind now, all right? So this is going on. You have the stage. Utilize the stage. If you had, like, brand sponsors, you'd be like, okay, you know what, we're going to give this away. So, like, in between, like, intermissions, like, yo, you know, like, this is for this coming up, like, right now,
yeah,
like, hey, this going on, you know. But I know they did say that, I saw the just the itinerary saying they're going to do, like, for best dress,
yes,
all
yes.
of the elements, but I don't see it
but
now. Now, but
broken down? Who's
yeah.
the judge of that, you know what
yeah,
I'm
correct.
Saying? Like, how we bring it, because, like I said, once again, fashion here,
yeah.
I think that's besides the point, though, because that got everybody to bring their own personality.
Yeah,
you know
correct,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever the prize, even if it's a fucking $5 Tim Hortons gift card.
Yeah, and we talked about that golf is personable,
there.
Right? Golf is personable, and that's what it should be, right? So
is golf
yes.
based on just scoring, or is golf the apparel as well, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. Just taking this in, that whole outside patio right now is jammed.
Yeah,
jammed.
Well.
The outside is
okay.
jamming, well, like, you know, like...
Well, the outside patio is jamming because people are waiting to go putt, and,
I'm
going to
be honest,
yet.
I
okay,
suck
ahead.
At the putting,
okay
I'm not right. a mallet guy.
Mallets suck, hands down.
Mallets don't suck, I'm a mallet guy. Well, actually, I like blades and mallets, but okay, let's look at this, the food-wise. Okay, 1 pound of wings for $22. Okay, so, was that you, Tarek, talking about...
$22 for a pound of wings... You know, like, hold on here. Like, I get it. It's a golf show. I don't know if it's mass pricing or if it's the actual establishment's price, but $22 for a pound of wings. Like, we know inflation in Canada is high, but, like, $22, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying negatively. I'm just saying make it a little bit, you know, brisket sandwich, $22, pulled pork sandwich, $20, Texas. Sounds great. Don't get me wrong. And I guess it is an event, so it's event pricing. But,
I mean, I would have liked to see some chicken fingers and fries.
Chicken fingers
oh
and fries.
My God,
okay, yeah. So like, look, even like, all right, if this is a golf show, and we talk about the dog at the turn, right?
Valid, bro. I'd like a street taco.
Ooh.
Give me a street taco here, like
yeah,
a
no
food
dog,
vendor or
no
a street taco
it.
Would be wicked.
No dog at the turn, so we're gonna show you.
The
yes. So here's the menu. Here's the menu. Right.
Oh, here's another one.
Okay, and what else we got here?
We got pizza.
Got pizza. There's chicken fingers here. You guys are looking for chicken fingers for $17.50. Dipping sauce, right? But
bar is open. You can order whatever you want.
Yeah.
They
so
bottle service.
It's a little too fucking early for bottle service, to be honest. I mean,
day drinking.
I mean, that's a little bit too much.
Listen, to each their own. I will say it. Paulie knows it best. I love to party. I love a good time. Bottle service at a beautiful day, Saturday, midday, like
the sun's out. Good excuse.
4 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
It is 5 o'clock somewhere, and it's also Masters Saturday.
The sun's
right?
out. So, I'm drinking.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone got any updates on what we're going on for the Masters Sunday? What do we have? People are having some issues.
You know what? The wind is still.
Well, it's windy here. We actually can see the Lake Ontario and Whitecaps on Lake Ontario right now.
Jeff Blue, -7, Holman -6,
Bryson -5, Morikawa today -5, which is cool, and then Davis -4. So those are your top like five guys running. Scheffler out of nowhere, just being casual with his stuff, yeah. And now he's number one by one stroke on top of Homer.
Yeah,
it's gonna come down to the end.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of dudes are plus or
yeah.
over today.
Can we nominate the people who are plus? Really? Can we say their names loud and proud? McElroy.
Yeah.
You want to tell me what's up, dog? Like you talk all that smack, and then all of a sudden you come out +6, +5. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. Listen. We all love Tiger. We know you're struggling, dude. I get it. We love that you keep playing in these tournaments, but sometimes, man, it's just not worth it for you to re-injure yourself.
To watch him struggle.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That struggle's life's a struggle, man. Life's a struggle. Isn't
it? I've been around.
I know, isn't it?
Life's been a struggle.
But golf's hard, right? Golf's
not
hard.
Lying.
He's not lying. Golf is hard.
It's fucking hard, right?
So tells you easy is lying out there, Wazoo, right?
But golf's also addicting, too. And I think got some golf addicts here.
I think either if you aren't one, you've now been created as one. Your interest has peaked here as well, too. Like, I think this is what golf needs, right? Like, this is, I think Golf Fest is the live of like,
golf shows?
Yeah, golf shows in Canada. No, straight up, really. Because Toronto Golf Show is the PGA.
Corporate.
It's so boring.
Okay, there we go.
Are Am I not wrong?
No, you are right. Yeah, after I saw that, this first time I ever attended the Toronto Golf and Travel Show, I was going to go back in 2019, 2018, just didn't work out. And then 2020, I just had to work that weekend, I think so. But from what I saw, that was shit.
I went this year too.
You went this year. I said no because I was over it. Yeah, then we went last year. I had high hopes of like Titleist going to be there, Cowley. Bro, it was the biggest bootleg.
It was a garage.
Ooh, it was a garage sale.
Yeah, it was. It could have been. Look, I've worked a lot of trade shows and been through trade shows and needs improvement, significant improvement. It felt very monopolistic.
Yes.
Oh, good word.
Yeah.
Good word.
Very monopolistic.
Because
there's a ton of different vendors or a ton of different brands that have come into this new golf, in this new media, new space. And there's a lot of exciting stuff that's happening in golf, but that wasn't fucking exciting. That's
no,
not, that's your grandpappy shit.
They're still promoting and pushing the
grandpappy
stuff.
100%. There's no excitement at the Toronto Golf Show. Like, we walked it, and we were just like, so what do we do now? Here, at least, yeah, you go outside, you go back inside, you go grab a drink, then you listen to music, you watch the Masters too, you watch somebody try to get a hole-in-one on the $100,000 by MGM Grand, and then all of a sudden, you go back outside, there's a 70-foot putt by Michelob Ultra, and then there's Tito's Vodka for all your vodka flavors doing, like, some sort of giveaways, like, this is the stuff that you need. You need to create an atmosphere that's fun, and we need to showcase that golf isn't dull. And I think that's what we try to do even as creators. Like, golf isn't dull. You can make it fun. You're not going to be the best person, but, yo, try it out. Have fun with the right people, and you will be addicted to it in no time. Yeah.
Well put, Tarek. And I love how you dropped all those brands. Don't forget Left Behind Golf over there, right? And we got Full Wedge. Full Wedge people are here,
yeah.
So... they're doing their thing, which is great. Tito's. Tito's is always a good time.
Tito's
everyone loves fucking Tito's, right?
Shout out to
Lefty.
Yeah,
exactly.
A lot of people here.
Yeah, there are.
I'm just looking
but
now. Like, now there's a lot of
Yeah,
people.
Yeah, they lefties need love, so, like, stay tuned. We got some stuff myself and Jeff or Birdie, we're cooking up some good things in regards to the golf space and something flavor like this a little bit. But okay, so your good point about content creators, like golf content creators, there's a bunch of us. It was great just to run into the community.
Yeah.
It almost feels like a social gathering. You know, we talk to each other on social media all the damn time. We don't get to see each other. But then on this, we're like,
Gene and Laura came up to us.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you guys, and that's the whole thing of the essence of what the social scramble was last year, and that's what we're bringing. Trust me, we're coming with some heat. But I'm saying we are the gateway to people understanding and the flavor of what this sport's going to be from a new media perspective. Like, the TSN and all you guys who are at TSN, I'm not going to name names, but whatever. I mean, you guys have had your time, and you've had, you know, you've been like the crown, the kings or the crown princes, but...
Cable TV said it's all about YouTube now.
but you guys never shared in elevating us, so it's, you know, now we'll just band together, and we are the norm.
Yeah.
Right? I think that we might not get there, but we're not here yet. But we are the norm.
Yeah, golf is life, baby. That's all it is. Like, golf has changed literally since COVID, and we're seeing it become better and better and addicting. And I think the whole entire stock of golf probably went up 200% in the past, like, literally 3 years. Let's be realistic. Golf was the only thing we could do. Then people picked it up. Then all of a sudden, all these content creators, especially us in Canada, we only have a short window, right? So we have to do so much within that time frame, where versus you, U.S. content creators get 365, right? If you want, you can go 6 hours down, and now all of a sudden you're in Arizona and sunshine. Like, we don't have that here, right? But we do our best to showcase that there is a Canadian golf world amongst creators, amongst golfers. We have great golf courses as well, too. And that's just what it is, guys. And this is a perfect example of everybody coming together in the golf community, especially within Toronto or surrounding cities. And here we are at Golf Fest. Bam.
Well put, Tarek, you know?
This guy's hitting them all. I don't have to say anything.
Tarek is summarizing everything that's been in my head or what's happening right now, even Paulie
been
said.
Doing
so
it since I walked in.
I know, Tarek's been like Mr. Analysis, and just I'll just default to Tarek, right?
Honestly, you
know, I set my brain to default.
If we could carry the camera around, you could just see like the diversity in the room.
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
So we would have kind of shot this walking around a little bit, but it's pretty loud on the other side there, which is the music and so forth there, and the $100,000 hole in one, so which is cool, which is awesome, right? I mean,
nobody's gotten yet to date.
Okay. There's only two people who I think did sink the hole in one. There's two people there. It's Michelob Ultra is giving a group of four to Club Link. There's some other packages as well, but if there's only two people, it's probably going to go 50-50 anyways. Hole in one has like a couple of three or four different prizes. I just want to know, is it 100K, or like Paulie says, is it 100K credit on the BetMGM app? Because I'm going to the blackjack table playing one hand for $5 and withdrawing the rest of it to my account. Call it
exactly. That's what I would be doing. Or if I want to collect my money, if I hit that,
sorry, you have
I would
to
be going.
You have to bet half. Yeah. Half value to
half value to be like, yeah, they all of a sudden they'll call you up and be like, hey, we got this flight for you, first class to Vegas. They think you're a degenerate gambler. And the reality is like you're just a degenerate, like I need my money guy.
I need my money for golf.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. They try to like do you some stuff, right? You know, just try to entice you. But yeah, man. But anyway, no, this is you know, like yeah, I mean 6 out of 10 to start. 6 out of 10. That's probably accurate.
Yeah. Like, listen. Like, no. Like, don't take it as a negative. What I'm saying. I'm saying, yes, 6 out of 10, because I do believe that if you're a 10 out of 10, there's no room for improvement, right? So, this is where we stop. 6 out of 10. Yeah. I guarantee you, next Golf Fest, right? Shout out to Matt Kang. He's gonna upgrade it because he's gonna see the things that he's like, yo, I could add this, I could add that. Right? And I think that's what real entrepreneurs do, right? Nobody rates 10 out of 10 because nobody's perfect. So 6 out of 10 is a fair analysis to say. And I guarantee you, Golf Fest 2.0 next year, we'll be back doing this again and you'll see the difference, 100%.
Okay. So my big thing was it more, again, from a sheer marketing perspective or just understanding like digital footprint and amplification. Don't run an event concurrent with, especially a golf event, concurrent with a men's major tournament. it's not a good idea. It sucks out the air.
Whatever happens today, it gets shadowed by whoever wins tomorrow.
Whoever wins tomorrow, what's happening currently today. Because there's a lot of drama, right? Like you said, there's
everyone
that
plus. Whatever happens today,
Go ahead. No, keep going, yeah.
Like I said, like I told you, Drake came today and hit a hole-in-one there, everybody would freak out.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, when Scotty or whoever wins it, that's all everyone's talking about. They're not talking about Drake coming here hitting a hole-in-one. They're talking about the Masters.
There we go. And then that's the whole point. I thought that, because, look, I would have been, if you guys didn't say you're coming, a few of them, I wouldn't necessarily have been as nice. Yeah, Tarek's had a little bit too much to drink. I might not have came, but it's nice kind of showing face, had some conversation with the community, right? Because we got some stuff going on, right, in this space. But I would say don't run it against this, because the digital footprint of this is going to get lost in the Masters, and that's the shitty part.
Yeah.
Because it should be amplified so people can say, hey, what was that going on? What did I miss?
What did you guys do this weekend? I went to Golf Fest Saturday, but then Sunday I watched the final at home.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I see your guys' point of perspective. For me, I'm watching the Masters, not 100%, catching everything, but, like, I don't know, I don't mind it. Like, to be honest, when I'm at home and I'm watching the Masters, I'm not 100% glued to it because I'm doing other stuff. But I like this environment. I love the fact of, you know, having to meet everybody or network with other people, and people like, who's Big Sticks? And we, you know, talk about it, and they're like, you know, or a company, and like, let's do some business to business. Like, it's a cool network hub. And then you get to watch the Masters, you get to dance and, like, boogie down a little bit, you know, and maybe if you want bottle service, you can get yourself bottle service, you have drinks, you have food. Like, I don't know, I think the environment is a really neat, different perspective.
Yeah, that's true. Well put there, buddy. But, that's it. That's my big thing. But overall, I think that, it's a start, and it was good seeing some people. And, I'm not drinking any alcohol. I've had one drink, which is hilarious, because, it's too early. A day for me. It's like, the fuck? I can't, right?
You Saturday know, so. 9 p.m.
That's it, yeah. So.
That's it, man. Live, talking about the Masters.
So that's it. That's it for me, yeah. Anything else, Paulie?
I'm good. I think we're pretty much covered.
Yeah, we pretty much covered it, right?
Shout out, once again, Matt Kang. Shout out for putting this on for the city. I think everybody appreciated it. Can't wait for next year when you do it. Like I said, there's only time for more growth. Let's do it. Let's have some fun. We'll see what happens.
Okay, and he's a hype man, so shout out to these guys, you know, Polly Poss, Tarek Topic from Big Sticks Golf, joining me here with, Food for Golf, the podcast. I don't know if we're going to rock out and do our recap of today, Masters.
Yeah,
we'll probably do it later on, but yeah, dude. All right, guys, thanks a lot. All peace. Right.